though a sudden breeze came along. It blew the smoke away, but it fanned the flames consuming the Bodhi disciple. The smell of burning flesh spread out downwind. Chapter 22. When Master Santaraksita wanted to know why I was late, I told the truth. Another Bodhi disciple set himself on fire in front of the palace. I went to watch. I couldn't help myself. There was sorcery involved. I described what I had seen, as so many of the actual eyewitnesses also had. Santaraksita seemed both repelled and intrigued.
What do you suppose those disciples are doing that, Durabi?
I knew why they were doing it. It took no genius to fathom their motives. Only their determination remained a puzzle.
They're trying to tell the Radisha that she's not fulfilling her obligations to the Taglian people. They consider the situation so desperate that they've chosen to send their message by a means that can't be ignored.
I, too, believe that to be the case. The question remains, what can the Radisha do? The Protector won't go away just because some people believe she's bad for Taglios.
I have a great deal to do today, Sri, and I'm starting late.
Go, go. I must assemble the Bhadralok. It's possible we can present the Radisha with some means of shaking the Protector's grip.
Good luck, Sri.
He would need it. Only the most outrageous good luck since the beginning of time was going to give him and his cronies the tools to undo Soulcatcher. Chances were good the Bhadralok had no idea how dangerous an opponent they had chosen. I dusted and mopped and checked the rodent traps, and after a while noticed that most everyone had gone away. I asked old Baladitya, the copyist, where everyone was. He told me that the other copyists had ducked out as soon as the senior librarians had gone off to their Bhadralok meeting. They knew that the Bhadralok would do nothing, but it would take them hours of grumbling and talking and arguing to get it done, so they made themselves a holiday. It was not an opportunity to be refused. I began examining books, even going so far as to penetrate the restricted stacks. Baladitya knew nothing. He could not see 3 feet in front of his face. Chapter 23. Jal Barandandi partnered Meen Subradil with a young woman named Rahini and sent them to work in the Radisha's own quarters under the direction of a woman named Narita, a fat, ugly creature possessed by an inflated conception of her own importance. Narita complained to Barandandi,
I need 6 more women. I'm supposed to clean the council chamber again after I complete the royal suite.
Then I suggest you pick up a broom yourself. I'll be back in a few hours. I expect to see progress. I've given you the best workers available.
Barundandi went elsewhere to be unpleasant to someone else. The fat woman took it out on Subradil and Rahini. Subradil did not know who Narita was. The woman had not worked in the royal chambers before. As Subradil steered a mop around, she whispered,
Who is this woman who is so bitter?
She stroked her gangisha. Rahini glanced right and left, but did not raise her eyes.
You must understand her.